Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friend, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today we are sitting down for a heartfelt, open, and honest review of 2020, the good, the challenging, and the biggest lessons that I have gleaned from the past almost 365 days. So I hope that you will pour yourself a cup of something warm, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, kind of cozy up and join me for this heartfelt series of reflection. Now, I do not need to tell you that 2020 was not what any of us expected. From the level of challenge and heartbreak and heartache that we've all experienced in different ways, to the ability to really slow down and focus on what matters and prune in a lot of ways that doesn't matter, we have been given this opportunity to look at the world differently. I was actually having a conversation with my therapist a few months ago, and she made this point that really challenged me to look at 2020 as a whole very differently. She said that over the last year, what we've experienced has, in a lot of ways, here in the US, shifted our culture. It's challenged us to look at a common definition of success. It's given us an opportunity to really look at what matters, at the kind of people we want to be, the kind of communities we want to be living in, the kinds of relationships we want to be cultivating, and the kinds of goals we want to be pursuing. And the pandemic and so much else that's happened this year has really challenged us to reassess. And that was very encouraging for me because, first of all, that normalizes what we're going through. I don't want us to demonize 2020. I don't want this to be a conversation where we're sitting here talking about like, oh, 2020, it was the worst. I want to look back on this year and I want to be honest in that it has challenged me in ways that I didn't expect personally and professionally. It has been a year of heartache and loss and grief for so many of us, but I want for this to be an experience where I look back and I don't believe that 2020 was happening to me. I want to believe that 2020 was happening for me, that I was placed on this earth at this specific moment in my life and in my career to walk away and to really come out of 2020 in a way where I have grown, I've become a better person, and I've become a better entrepreneur. So let's dive into some of the lessons that this year has taught me. First up, let's just get it out of the way. Let's talk about the not so fun. Now, 2020, if we're being honest, has been a year of challenge. And in my own business and my own life, yeah, there's been a lot of challenge. There's been a lot of change. There's been a lot of scrapped plans. And there's been a level of humility that I didn't necessarily want to accept, if I'm completely honest. I was forced to take a look at the fact that I am not in control. I am not able to call all the shots. And with that, there's a certain amount of humility that I had to acknowledge where I ultimately, although I'm not in control of my circumstances, I am in control of how I respond and how I take action as a result of those circumstances. So from there, after, really wrestling with a lot of the change and a lot of the challenge that 2020 brought, I also realized that this is a year that forced me to be introspective in a way that I haven't been in a long time. And honestly, although I can sit here and say that, yes, those were challenging things, ultimately, I believe that they happened for the best. And I can look at those things and I can see where that was stretching me as a person, where that was challenging me to grow, and where that was really forcing me to sit down and take a long, hard look about the kind of life that I want to live. I don't know about you, but especially in March, when everything locked down, sitting down and having that time at home and not having the ability to go out into my town in the way that I normally would, or not being able to see friends or family the way that I normally would, that really gave me this time to sit and look at the level of glorification that I was giving busyness. And this is not a, you know, life-changing, groundbreaking thought. I know I'm not the only entrepreneur or person even to have that realization, but I realized back in March that I had been normalizing busyness, and I had been normalizing this pursuit of more success, of normalizing, you know, more things on the to-do list, more speaking engagements, more launches, and all the things. And the kind of sad thing to me was I had thought, prior to that, honestly, I had thought that I had done a pretty good job over the last 8 years of paring down my definition of success and only making decisions and only pursuing goals that aligned with that definition of success. But 2020 challenged me and forced me to take an even deeper and harder look at what a successful life and a successful business looks like to me. And I realized that so many of the things that I was pursuing really didn't matter. So many of the dates that were in my calendar really didn't matter. And for me, that was a really good thing because it has helped me, it's helped kind of force my perspective on the kind of life that I want to be living. And if anything, I hope that 2020 has been a year that has helped you come back to the idea of the kind of life that you want to be cultivating, whether that's you as an individual, whether that's you in the, you know, kind of context of your relationships, whatever that looks like. I hope that that's been a good thing for you too. So now that we've talked about the hard, let's talk about the good. And I hope that as I was sharing some of the challenges of 2020, that you have started to hear little bits of hope that kind of came through for me, especially. Some of the things that 2020 has brought into my awareness is this idea of returning to your values. When everything is stripped away from you, when you're losing out on income, when your family members or friends are feeling vulnerable and scared because of a pandemic, when members of your community who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color, who identify as marginalized communities in our country, are fearing for their lives, that forces you to realign with your values and take a long, hard look at the kind of person that you want to be, even outside of the business world. What kind of person do you want to be? And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful to have had the chance to take a look at what my values are, to sit with them for a good amount of time and to say, you know what? There are definitely things that I could be doing better. And there are definitely changes that I need to make. And not just the way that I'm doing business, but also in the way that I'm living my life. That massively, massively grateful for that lesson. The second lesson that I have really taken away from 2020 is the idea of embracing growth. And if you have been following me on Instagram over the last year, this is something that I've talked about more than once. The idea that we have kind of romanticized growth in the creative entrepreneurial community, where it's too easy for us to think of growth as like this really like pretty kind of like growth where like the caterpillar is emerging from the cocoon as a beautiful butterfly and everything's great. But when we see that beautiful butterfly, we forget that that caterpillar had to go through so much time of painful growth, of stretching, of changing, of literally growing into something new and then having to break out of that cocoon and become that butterfly. I know that's probably a really cheesy example, but we have to stop romanticizing growth because when I say I'm grateful that 2020 taught me to embrace growth, there was nothing cute. There was nothing pretty about that growth. This has been a year of a lot of examining, a lot of introspective work, a lot of personal work, a lot of time in great sessions with my therapist, a lot of time in journaling and meditation. And all of those things have shown me that, yeah, growth is uncomfortable. It's not fun. It's not the, you know, beautiful end destination that we see people talking about on Instagram, but it is worth it. Ugh, so worth it. The third thing that 2020 has really brought into my awareness is keeping a loose grip on things. I am a kind of person where, if you've heard me talk about the Enneagram, I identify as a 2 with a very strong 1 wing. And that 1 wing means that I love to do things perfectly. I know that perfection does not exist. You do not need to tell me, I know. But I still want to do things the right way. I want to do things the best way possible. And yeah, if I'm honest, sometimes that means that I'm holding on to things in my life or in my business with a really closed fist because I want them to come to fruition in the way that I'm dreaming. I want them to go exactly according to plan. But I don't know about you, but I don't know if I did anything in 2020 that actually went according to plan. And I'm really, really glad that it didn't, because that was this powerful kind of cosmic slap on the wrist saying, Bonnie, open up your hands, let go. You need to let go. Because who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? Thinking that I have control over my circumstances. Again, coming back to this theme. In case you haven't noticed, there are some recurring themes in 2020 for me. And one of them was your circumstances are outside of your control, but the way you respond to your circumstances, 100% within your control. So because of that, I am choosing to keep a loose grip on everything in my life, on the way I approach achieving goals, the way that I approach growth in my business, the way that I approach problem solving, the way that I approach relationships in my personal life. Keep a loose grip. And it's amazing what can come into your hand when your hands are open. The fourth and final lesson that I wanted to share with you today that I gleaned from the year that is 2020 is the idea of cultivating resilience. I think we all can say at this point that calling 2020 a challenging year, maybe a bit of an understatement, but what happens, this is something that just absolutely fascinates me about humans as a species. When we encounter hard things, we get back up. It might take us a while. We might stay down for a minute or 5 or 10, but we get back up. And that's a big deal. That means that when we are faced with challenges, we do have the option, if we're honest, we do have the option to quit, to run away, to turn in the opposite direction. But so often when we get up, we decide to try again. And I think that even if you don't feel very resilient, I want you to know that if you started out at the beginning of this year with a set of goals and you have not achieved them, or maybe you've only achieved a handful of them, I don't want you to feel like a failure, because you're not. You are a resilient human being who has walked through an unprecedented series of circumstances. And I would argue you've walked through some collective traumas that you never could have anticipated, but you're still here and you're still going and you're still making progress on the kind of life and the kind of business that you want to experience. And to me, that is resilient, and that is not a failure. That is a huge, huge accomplishment that deserves to be celebrated and deserves to be called out for what it is. Resiliency. I think that that is such a powerful concept. And I believe that 2020 is the year that has shown us that we are all more resilient than we think we are. At least in my experience, I have seen friends, I've seen industry colleagues, I've seen family members pursue resiliency when it wasn't easy. And it's not easy. It's not easy to get back up when you feel like you're flat on your face. And when I talk about that illustration, I think of the book Rising Strong by Brené Brown. If you haven't read it, she does a really incredible job of showing us how those face down moments can be defining moments for us, and how if we choose to literally rise up, there is so much possibility and so much growth that awaits us. Friend, I hope that this little honest, truly off-the-cuff recap of what 2020 has looked like for me, I hope that it's encouraging. I know that I didn't talk through, you know, the numbers or the data or the big lessons business-wise that 2020 brought my way, but I think I'd be doing you a disservice if I only talked about the kind of growth or the kind of pivoting that happened in the business in 2020. Instead, I believe that I can serve you better by talking about the kind of personal growth that 2020 brought my way, because chances are you've experienced a lot of personal growth this year too. And if anything, I want you to know that you're not alone. And I believe that as we continually invest in becoming intentional and purposeful and profitable entrepreneurs, that work begins and really, really begins when we are dedicated to being the best people that we can be. As creative entrepreneurs, we are the life force behind these businesses and these brands that we're building. So take care of yourself. That is what I want you to be thinking about as we go into this holiday season, as we really face a fresh new year, 2021, right around the corner. Take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Know that whatever comes your way, you are capable and you are resilient. And as always, I'm going to be cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.